Stumbling Company is delivered by TriStar Movie, 1025-1063. The game streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. Ian is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up? What up?
Okay. So today we start on the Philadelphia Eagles, the number one team in the NFL. And I literally laughed out loud about 30 minutes ago. I was just on Twitter and I saw, you know, this is Wednesday. So now everybody talks. Vrabel talked today, Tannehill talked today, and apparently A.J. Brown talked today. And I said this yesterday at the very end of the program. I said, I am going to foreshadow what is going to happen tomorrow. What is going to happen this week? And that is that the Titans and A.J. Brown will pretend that there is no bad blood between the Titans and A.J. Brown. This comes from Josh Tolentino, who covers the Eagles for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Quote, A.J. Brown says there is nothing personal between him and the Titans. Really? We can go through the whole offseason, and we will. But it's pretty obvious when A.J. Brown is watching a Sunday night football game while on an undefeated team and starts tweeting out about how the receivers aren't open with a laughing emoji, that it's personal. It was obvious it was personal between A.J. and the Titans when he removed his location on his Twitter bio. It was obvious that it was personal when as soon as he got traded, and A.J. was the number one story in the NFL, and the NFL is the number one sport in America. So for about an eight-hour period, A.J. Brown was the most important topic in America. And he picked up the phone when TD called and spilled all the tea. And you're telling me that on Sunday, the one time that he knows he gets to play the Titans and may not ever get to play the Titans again, you're telling me that that's nothing personal. Right. Sure. Remember, AJ said that at his press conference as he sat down and was asked about, did you request a trade? No comment. I'm here. I'm glad. I'm happy in Philly. It was very personal. Whether or not A.J. Brown should have taken it as personally as he did, I can tell you right now, A.J.'s not telling the truth. And that's my favorite part about this, because A.J.'s not the only one who's not telling the truth. Mike Vrabel today was asked, is it going to be any different seeing A.J. Brown than, say, when you see other former players? Here's what Vrabel said.
Any different? No. I mean, I think that, you know, I would imagine, you know, I'll see high. I want nothing but the best for A.J. other than Sunday when we play him. I mean, he has to know that, and he knows that. And I hope that he has the same feeling for me. You know, you put a lot of time in with these guys, personal time, professional time, and get to know their families. And, you know, you want the best for them except for, you know, when you're competing against them.
Will it be any different when you guys are out there playing AJ? No, it won't be any different. Funny. If the Titans were playing Marcus Mariota, for instance, do you think that there would be all this talk this week about Marcus? Is it personal between you and the Titans? No. Because you know there's no animosity there. Marcus got every single opportunity to be the franchise quarterback for the Titans. It didn't work out. The Titans went in the direction with Tannehill. Mariota continued his career. The Titans have expressed support for Mariota. Mariota has expressed support for the Titans. The end. Boom. Closed book. But with A.J. Brown, it's different. And with the Titans, it's different. And here's why it's different. It may not be any different for Vrabel on Sunday. When A.J.'s on the field, they bump into each other. Hey, A.J., how you doing? How your kids? How's your family? How's everything else? That may not be any different. Vrabel's all business on game day. Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee last week that when Tyrese Tart faked an injury on Thursday Night Football, that Rodgers went up and said something to Vrabel, and Vrabel just stone-faced turned around, didn't even recognize Rodgers. And apparently, they're buddies that smoke heaters together, according to Rodgers. So Vrabel's all locked in on game day. So it's not going to be Vrabel going up to A.J. on Sunday and sticking his rear end in A.J.'s face. That's not going to happen. But we have to remember who Mike Vrabel is and what Mike Vrabel's done. Mike Vrabel, a lot like AJ, is one of the ultimate competitors. Every time anybody who played with Mike Vrabel, who coached Mike Vrabel, who worked around Mike Vrabel, and that includes Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Eagles, who was getting his coaching career started in Kansas City when Vrabel was a player, they'll tell you that guy was an excellent leader. That guy was a pure football guy. That guy was everything, the motivation, hard work, effort, determination. That's who Mike Vrabel was. Mike Vrabel's petty. You want to be one of the top competitors, you got to be petty. Mike Vrabel's got 3 Super Bowl rings. That's not an accident. You got to have the chip on your shoulder. You got to be petty. And Vrabel is. Just like Tom Brady's petty, anytime somebody does anything that makes him mad, he goes out there, talk a little trash, Brady will rip it right down the middle of the field for a gain of 85. That's why Von Miller said on Jimmy Kimmel, you don't ever talk trash to Tom Brady. We know, we watched the documentary, you don't talk trash to Michael Jordan. You don't do that to the greats. And as far as Vrabel's pettiness is concerned, he's right up there with everybody else. I heard D-Mace talking, they were talking about the Predators today, and D-Mace was talking about motivation. And D-Mace was talking about how, there was no coach that could ever motivate me. That's because you played 15 years in the NFL based on your competitiveness. So, of course, you didn't need a coach to motivate you. Not every player is the same. It was a different experience for Derek because he had the chip on his shoulder. Vrabel's no different. In fact, remember Vrabel's pettiness 2 weeks ago? Matt LaFleur hits a ball with 4 or 5 minutes left on Sunday Night Football 2 years ago against the Titans to Devontae Adams. I didn't even remember it. I didn't even think about it. I don't even remember thinking about it when it happened. And yet, Titans essentially have wrapped up the game and they throw a bomb to Treylon Burks on Thursday Night Football at Green Bay. They didn't say anything about it. Nobody in the locker room had a parade about it. But they did it because the Titans were mad of what Matt LaFleur did 2 years prior. Somebody tweeted me after they did that. They said, well, they were just going for the first down because they needed to get a first down in order to be able to kneel out the clock. Guys, they were trying to throw a touchdown. That wasn't a, let's pick up 50 yards and take a bunch of knees. That was, let's catch Jaire Alexander napping. Let's throw the ball deep to Treylon Burks. Let's score a touchdown and let's rub our tushes in their face. That's exactly what that was. Remember when Mike Vrabel played against the Patriots? People don't know this, but I know that Vrabel harbors a grudge towards Belichick. And I know it from the first interview I ever did with Mike Vrabel. He came on Jared and the GM the day that he got hired by the Titans. I made some comment about Floyd and Vrabel both being Patriots. And Vrabel quickly pointed out that as soon as Floyd got there, Vrabel got traded. Vrabel doesn't forget. So Vrabel holds a grudge against Belichick because he felt like he probably wanted to retire a Patriot. And Vrabel got traded in a deal with Matt Castle to the Chiefs and had to finish out his career in Kansas City. And so the Titans are playing the Patriots in 2018, the first time Vrabel ever played Belichick. And they try to run a reverse pass for Tom Brady, and it was awful. The Titans were pummeling the Patriots. They throw this gimmick play for Brady. He looked so uncoordinated trying to catch the ball. He looked so trying to. And on the next drive, the Titans throw the reverse pass for Mariota. After the game, Vrabel asked about it, says, I guess ours worked better than theirs did. Why? Because Vrabel's petty. So this week, when A.J. Brown tells you, just like he did today, it's nothing personal between him and the Titans, you all know that's not true. You know when he told TD after the trade, tell the fans, I didn't want this. This wasn't me. I didn't want this. When AJ went to Twitter after Terry McLaurin signed a new contract and Deebo Samuel signed a new contract and DK Metcalf signed a new contract and said, funny how I'm the only guy. I'm the only one who got traded. Everybody else got their contracts, but I got traded. And now AJ wants you to think, hey, I'm just here to play ball, help the Eagles win. You know that's not true. And you know that will affect how AJ plays. And when Mike Vrabel sits there and says, oh, it's nothing different. Nothing different than if I were to see Logan Ryan again or Deion Lewis again or Jarrell Casey again or whatever player you want. I'm trying to think of the most random Titan of the Vrabel era, Blaine Gabbert. I've seen Vrabel and Blaine Gabbert interact on the practice field against Tampa Bay last year in Tampa. They like each other. Blaine Gabbert played a couple games at quarterback. Vrabel was the coach, you know, shake it up, talk to Tommy, you know, hey, house wife, house kids, that's crazy. Okay, right on. No. They're both petty. They're both high-level competitors. And don't mistake this for a second. It will affect this week's game. It will affect Sunday's game. It will affect the game plan. It will affect the operation of the game. And it will affect everybody else. Mike Vrabel clearly wants to win first and foremost. But I think he knows deep down inside his general manager, his owner, and his fan base doesn't want to be shown up by A.J. Brown. And they certainly don't want to hear about it from A.J. Brown. And Mike Vrabel knows A.J. Brown's going to talk. On the other side of it, the Philadelphia Eagles, who are a run-first team, who run it with Miles Sanders, who run it with Jalen Hurts, who are pick-your-poison on offense with all of their receivers. Now, they don't have Dallas Goedert anymore, the tight end, but they are a pick-your-poison team. They know that the game plan has to involve A.J. Brown, and they know they have to get A.J. Brown involved early. You don't have to tell Jalen Hurts that. You don't have to tell Nick Sirianni that. They know it. They know that A.J.'s going to want the ball, and they know they're going to have to get it to him. This isn't going to be some game where they can go out there, throw it four times to A.J. He has three catches for 37 yards, and he gets a couple of first downs, and the Eagles win going away, and everybody's happy. They know we need A.J. invested in this game, and the way to do it is get him going early. And the Titans know that too. So because of the fact that it's nothing personal, because of the fact that it is in fact 100% personal, that is going to affect the game on Sunday. So this is the message to everybody. AJ can tell you it's not personal. You know he's not telling the truth. Mike Vrabel can say it's nothing different than any other player who's been here. Hey, AJ, how you doing? You know it's not the truth. This game means more than just the Titans and the Eagles. I've seen the Titans and the Eagles play 1,000 times in my life. I remember Kenny Britt going crazy in 2010 with one of the best receiving games I've ever seen for the Titans. I remember the Titans with an epic comeback in week one of the 2002 season. And I remember the Titans kicking a 50-yard field goal with Al Del Greco at Philadelphia in 2000 in order to clinch a playoff spot. Those games were just Titans and Eagles. This game, it's personal. And they could say it's not. But what's your head tell you? 615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. I literally laughed out loud when I did a search on Twitter. Just see what AJ was saying. You know, what's AJ Brown got today? What's AJ? And I just put in there, you know, oh, let's see what AJ Brown's saying or whatever. And I just looked at it. And I saw A.J. Brown says it's nothing personal with him and the Titans. I thought, you got to be kidding me. After the offseason that they went through, I got to tell you, I don't believe a lot of things that are told to me anyway. And sometimes people swear up and down, you know, no, this is the truth. This is, but I certainly don't trust A.J. Brown. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. I think there's one big reason that the AJ Titans relationship is, in fact, incredibly personal. And I think it's one thing that all of the evidence points to. Explain what that means. We'll get to that next. 615-737-1025. And I do wonder if there are going to be any fences mended this week or if they should even do it. We'll get to that coming up next. First, though, Caroline's got your Caesar Sportsbook report.
Huddle up, people. It is time for the Caesars Sportsbook Report. Now, your first bet with the Caesars Sportsbook app, it is on Caesars up to $1,250. They've got you covered. So sign up with the promo code RADIOFULL, one word, RADIOFULL, and then place your first bet. And if you win, that money is all yours. Go have fun with it. But if not, don't worry about it, because you'll get that stake back as a free bet. Now, if you need something to place that first bet on, I'm all in on the funny and punny odds boost that the Caesars Sportsbook app has going on right now. The brow boost. Max $100 bet at plus 280 odds. The Lakers win tonight, plus Anthony Davis over 29.5 points tonight. If you like that parlay, you can take it on the Caesars Sportsbook app. But if not, you can make your own. Open to new users in Tennessee who are 21 or older. If qualifying bet loses, bet amount returned as a credit. Must use within 14 days. Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Caesars Sportsbook. You bet. You get.
Ryan, is it going to be a little weird seeing AJ Brown on the other sideline
this weekend? Yeah, no doubt it'll be weird seeing him in different uniform. Yeah, you know, I love AJ and miss having him around, but obviously he's doing well over there. Just hope it's not too well on this Sunday.
Is it one of those things, kind of like a, hear me out, kind of like an ex where, hear me out, where a little bit of history there, right, and you don't exactly want them to do so well without you?
I want AJ to have all the success in the world, just not this Sunday. You know, if he, you know, he's obviously having a great year, and I want to continue doing so. I just hope, you know, Sunday's not his best day.
There you go. That is the company line. We are happy for AJ. We want all the things in the world to happen to AJ. AJ's a good man. AJ's a good father. AJ's a good... You think Ryan Tannehill forgets about when A.J. Brown sent out a tweet saying Marcus Mariota was the best leader he's ever been around? And remember at the time, in fact, I remember it like it was yesterday. A.J. sent that tweet out. I didn't even think anything of it, honestly. And you guys know me. Like, I am down for a good sports conspiracy theory whenever there is one to be laid. And so they send out that tweet. And Derek Mason says to me at the gym that morning, D-Mace goes, I think AJ doesn't want to be here. And I said, what do you mean? He said, when he says that Marcus Mariota is the best leader he's ever been around, that's a shot at Tannehill. And I looked at Derek and I said, are you going to say that on the radio today? And he was like, yes. And I was like, okay, let me know when you do say it. Because I knew that was a topic. I was like, okay, we are going to be talking about the best wide receiver in the history of the Tennessee Titans, talking about the second best wide receiver in the history of the Titans, taking a shot at the quarterback. And it exploded. But remember, Derek was right. AJ didn't want to be here. So you're telling me Ryan Tannehill, oh no, I want the best for AJ, just not when they're playing us. They don't forget about stuff like this. Here's why I don't believe anybody this week, and you shouldn't believe them either. And it will, as I said, this will affect the game on Sunday. Number one, AJ can say that it's nothing personal between him and the Titans. He took his contract negotiation very, very personally. It was obvious with the way he was reacting on social media, the way that he told Deebo Samuel about it in the Instagram Live from Deebo Samuel's mom, the way he was training with Jalen Hurts the week before the draft, the clues on social media, it was obvious how personally he took it. You know, Jim Wyatt swears up and down to me, and I believe Jim Wyatt, but Jim Wyatt swears up and down that he didn't write. He went to the owners' meetings this past spring, and he wrote two articles about the Titans. With a sit-down with John Robinson, you know, a 30-minute, hour-long, I don't know how long he sat down with John Robinson. It was a really good piece for the Titans website. The first one was about all the moves. You know, it was about, oh, Harold Landry this, and Jamarco Jones that, and, you know, Dylan Raidens this, and Julio Jones cut this, and, you know, Ryan Tannehill this, and it all of them in one. And then a second article about AJ. And at the time, I theorized that the reason that the Titans website had one article just about AJ was because AJ was so sensitive to everything that the Titans wanted AJ to know, no, we actually do want to sign you, just chill out. Now, Jim says that's not true. I trust Jim on that. But the fact that my natural inclination was AJ is so sensitive that they have to write one article just for AJ. It's like, here, AJ, it's your very own article just for you because you're our number one guy. The fact that, I would assume that naturally, I think kind of tells us how personal AJ took all of this. We remember it. It was so personal. Going to Twitter right after the trade, going to Twitter during the Kansas City game. AJ can say it's not personal. It's absolutely personal on his end because he took the contract negotiation as a personal slight. And that will mean a lot to him on Sunday. Number two, the Titans organization was not happy with AJ Brown. They were not happy with the antics. And I said this yesterday on the show. I heard, and this lines up with the reporting from TD around the draft. I heard, and I've said this months ago. I said it months ago. AJ Brown was going around town telling people that he was signing a four-year, $80 million contract. He was telling people around the combine, so much so that I reached out to the Titans, and I was like, hey, word on the street is there's a contract. And they were like, that's news to us. But AJ was telling people that he was signing a four-year, $80 million contract. Then, all of a sudden, and that would be $20 million a year, then all of a sudden, in between the combine and AJ being traded, Tyreek Hill got traded and signed a new deal. Davante Adams got traded and signed a new deal. And so the market for receivers started to go up. And what I was told when I was in Green Bay by somebody I trust, what I was told was the Titans had a deal for AJ Brown at $20 million a season. And a day before the draft, Tory Dandy, the agent for A.J. Brown, called John Robinson and demanded $2 million more per year in order to make the deal work, and John Robinson hung up the phone. And that was when the Titans decided to trade A.J. That's what I heard. And that lines up with TD's reporting. TD's reporting that the Titans were willing to offer A.J. $20 million a season, and A.J. telling TD on the record that he was willing to take $22 million a season. So, clearly the Titans were not happy with how that went down. And when I say the Titans, I'm not saying Amy Adams Strunk is sitting there at her home watching Eagles games rooting against AJ, but I certainly know that that contract negotiation, she's apprised of that. And I guarantee you, as personal as it got, if John Robinson got that angry about Tory Dandy calling and wanting $2 million more, I guarantee you she did too. And that matters. Because if the owner's unhappy, ask, I would say ask Floyd, but ask Floyd Reese, ask Jeff Fisher, ask the guys from the old Titans era with Bud Adams as the owner, ask them what it was like losing at Houston as compared to losing against Cleveland or Cincinnati or Baltimore or Jacksonville or Indy. Ask him about losing against Pittsburgh. It was different. It mattered to the owner. The Titans organization, not happy with how A.J. Brown handled the negotiations, not happy, in my opinion, with the way he's acted since then. And clearly yesterday, or I should say Monday, Kevin Byard talking about A.J. Brown's Kansas City tweet, that in and of itself shows you that the players were not happy with how A.J. Brown acted during the Kansas City game on Sunday Night Football. Here's what Kevin Byard said.
A.J. was obviously a very popular guy, really, but have there been some times where he kind of surprised you with some of the jab or two that he seems to take on social media back at the Titans?
I mean, A.J., you know, A.J. always had, you know, little moments on social media and stuff like that. I wouldn't say it surprised me or nothing like that. Obviously, when he tweeted that, I think it was the Kansas City game or something like that. It was during the game, so I didn't see it. I didn't see it until after the game. It was funny. But, you know, he got his thoughts and stuff like that. Obviously, he's a guy that I respect and I love and admire. You're going to chop it up with him pregame, probably after the game and everything. But, you know, he's in Philly now. We can only focus on what we can do.
You know, he's got his thoughts and things. By the way, Kevin Byard is a guy who could have a press conference every single day and never step in it. He literally could have, they could lose 100-0, stick every microphone in Kevin Byard's face, and there's no way that Kevin Byard would say anything that would ever get anybody in trouble. The worst thing Kevin Byard has ever said as a member of the Titans is before a playoff game when he said that they need to make Tom Brady look like Blake Bortles. No, duh. The every defense, that's what they're trying to do. Hey, you're playing the Eagles this week. Are you trying to stop Jalen Hurts? Of course you are. And yet, even Kevin Byard, yeah, I saw the tweet during the Kansas City game. Well, I saw it after, you know. He's got his thoughts and stuff. That doesn't sit well with the players, taking cracks like that. You know, hey, you got to handle your business with the team. You got to say what you got to say. You got to get paid. That's on you. But don't be talking about us like that. So it's personal this week. And the one thing that I can't wait, and I said this to everybody yesterday. I said, I don't want to hear the, well, Ryan Tannehill says he's rooting for A.J. Brown. It's not a story. Mike Vrabel says he's friends with A.J. Brown. It's not a story. A.J. Brown says it's not a story. Uh-huh. Sure. Just like they told us they weren't going to trade A.J. Brown. And then all of a sudden, at 8:47 at night on the draft, A.J. Brown to the Eagles. This one's personal. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Mike Vrabel gives out the keys to the game on the coaches show, and I really do believe on the coaches TV show, I really do believe that these are the actual keys that he gives to the team, because too often they do exactly what he says they need to do in the keys to the game. And so coming up next, his key to the game and how it avoids A.J. Brown. We'll get to that coming up next, plus your phones. 615-737-1025. Stillman and Company. Again, we are rocking and rolling right here on 1025-1063. The game, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at 1025 The Game and tune in for the pregame show this Sunday live from Twin Peaks in Cool Springs, located at 1634 Galleria Boulevard. Join me, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason from 9:30 to 11:30 prior to the Titans and the Eagles. The pregame show is brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, Superbook Sports, and Ounce of Hope Cannabis Company.
We talked the other day about how many rushing yards that they have been putting up in recent games. And is stopping the run still a top priority, even with all the weapons they have? And
well, I mean, I think it has to. I mean, whether it's the run game or, you know, the quarterback extending plays vertically into the defense, you know, that puts a big strain on, you know, coverage. You know, there's their ability to, you know, force you to play with responsibility football and doing your job in the zone read and the option game that they have. And it's not all, you know, option football, but there's elements to it. And then it forces you kind of sometimes maybe let your guard down. And then there are free access plays inside that we'll have to, you know, be able to defend.
There you go. That was Vrabel talking about the Eagles running game. The Eagles have the number 4 offense in the NFL, 3rd in points scored, 17th in passing, 3rd in rushing. So they are a run first team, even though A.J. Brown is on that team. Devontae Smith is on that team when healthy. Dallas Goedert is on that team. The Philadelphia Eagles are 3rd in total yards in the NFL. And the keys to the game on the Coaches TV show. You all know I love the Coaches TV show. Yesterday, I laughed my ass off. I forget what they call it. You know, it's like the Tough Titan of the Week or True Titan of the Week. Or I'm sorry, I can't remember what it is. And I love Mike Keith with all my heart. This is not a crack at Mike Keith because I have so much respect and love for Mike Keith. But it was something like, special teams is so important to Mike Vrabel, and it shows on the field. And that's why our Tough Titan of the Week, and it was something special teams related, and I literally laughed to tears because the special teams was so freaking horrendous on Sunday against the Bengals. And yet, you know, got to highlight the special teams. That is the Coaches TV show, which I love, and I watch it every week. And there's nobody who promotes it more than me. And I love the keys to the game. Because the keys to the game, I think Mike Vrabel actually gives the actual keys to the game. Like when he gets in front of the team and he's standing there on Wednesday morning, like today, and is like, okay, men, trying to put my tongue in the bottom of my lip. Okay, men, here's what we got to do in order to win the game, okay? Here are our keys to the game. And his key to the game on defense has absolutely nothing to do with A.J. Brown.
You got to stop the run, right?
It would be a good place to start quarterback design runs. Runs, obviously, with Sanders, and then the other hidden yardage in the quarterback runs when they drop back to throw it and you don't contain or you don't have coordinated rush lanes. That's something that's going to have to get better than the last time we played last week.
And I sat there and I thought, woo! And he never really mentioned AJ yesterday on the coach's TV show. I mean, he would talk about it and talk about his play strength, but it was always like, yeah, they got AJ and they got Devontae Smith and they've got Watkins and Gatewood and all Pascal. And he would just mention all the guys they have. He never singled out AJ. He never highlighted AJ. And I thought to myself, A.J. Brown is not going to watch the Mike Vrabel TV show. He honestly probably didn't watch the Mike Vrabel TV show when he played on the Titans. He's certainly not going to watch the Mike Vrabel TV show when he's not on the Titans. But if he says anything in particular about A.J., my guess is that would get back to A.J. Brown. Just like how A.J. Brown said today that it was nothing personal between him and the Titans, and immediately we found out about it. So I'm trying to figure out one of two things. Either Mike Vrabel doesn't want to hype up AJ in this game because he doesn't want AJ Brown. And AJ has this type of mentality. The me versus you, and I'm going to put it on you. So he doesn't want to highlight AJ Brown. Or Vrabel's decided, I'm way more worried about the run than I am them throwing the ball to AJ Brown. And I did watch the Sunday night game, and I watched their game against the Commanders on Monday Night Football that they lost a couple of weeks ago, and A.J. Brown did nothing in the Commanders game. He didn't really do all that much in the Packers game. I know he had a touchdown and he had a costly fumble, but it wasn't like A.J. Brown, A.J. Brown, A.J. Brown. I don't think A.J. Brown did much against the Texans when they played on Thursday Night Football and I watched that game. And yet, I do remember on Sunday night watching Jalen Hurts run the ball. And I mean run with no end in sight. And I did see Joe Burrow. I was there on Sunday to watch Joe Burrow run it right up the middle and run it right up the middle and run it right up the middle for about three times in a row before the Titans finally did something about it. And because Jalen Hurts is a much better runner than Joe Burrow, I could see why Mike Vrabel would be worried about that. But it is just funny to me. I find it humorous that in a game that is so personal, Vrabel can get up there last week against Cincinnati and say, this is not a revenge game, but absolutely this is a game with higher stakes playing Philadelphia because of A.J. Brown, and there's no way he can say whatever he wants. We know that it is a bigger game. But I do find it humorous that at the same time, the Titans are more concerned about the Eagles running the ball than they are the Eagles throwing the ball and throwing it specifically to A.J. Brown. Just saying. 615-737-1025. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Again, the Titans and A.J. Brown, and I know, A.J. says it's not personal. Vrabel says it's not personal. Tannehill says it's not personal. Kevin Byard says it's not personal, but he remembers the tweet of the Kansas City game. Ryan in Nashville texts in and says, the Titans' pass rush must elevate their play in the secondary, must anticipate AJ's routes, and be physical, especially Christian Fulton. Let me tell you something about the Titans' secondary. Bob Shoup, I think, highlighted this, and I've kind of known this for a while. And maybe I may change my tune just a little bit. I don't really believe in the value of high-end corners. I believe in the value of high-end pass rushers. I believe that you have to get to the quarterback. You have to affect the quarterback. You have to rattle the quarterback. You have to move the quarterback off his spot. That's why I love Joe Burrow so much, because Joe Burrow can get sacked nine times in a playoff game and it doesn't affect him. I've seen Tom Brady get spooked by the pass rush. I've never seen Joe Burrow get spooked. That's why I love him so much. And so I agree that the pass rush has to step up, but I think more so it is containing Jalen Hurts and not letting Jalen run all over the place. Now, as far as the whole being physical thing, the Titans, McCreary's a physical player, but he's not a big player. And I think we saw T. Higgins and kind of the way that he played physically on Sunday. If Jalen Hurts has time, now Jalen Hurts does not have the accuracy that Joe Burrow has. So he can't put the ball right there like Joe Burrow could. But if they start getting into those physical battles with A.J. Brown, they will lose. Smith, they can be physical with because he's a little guy. But A.J., they start doing that, then Fulton and McCreary and those guys try to be physical with A.J. Brown, they will lose. So don't worry about that. Pass rush, sure, but they got to rush with, as Bob Shoup was talking about yesterday, they've got to rush the right way so that the quarterback just can't run out of the pocket. And clearly that's a big deal to Vrabel this week. That's why it's his key to the game. 615-737-1025. Chris Sanders joins us. Coming up next, Chris Sanders has the nicest bones of any man I've ever met. There is not a mean bone in his body. But if he was in A.J. Brown's shoes, would he be looking for revenge? And how would that affect his play? And how is that going to affect the Titans' play? We'll get to that with Chris Sanders coming up. That is next here on the program. When the Preds have a game, and they have one tomorrow night, it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game tomorrow night, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate in Pick to Click tomorrow morning at 8:45 with Robbie and Rex Road. Hey, play silly underdog picks today. Pick three football underdog teams you think will win this week for a chance to win great prizes. Play now at thegamenashville.com or the 1025 The Game app. Silly underdog picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports, voted the number one sports book in Vegas. Download their app today. So A.J. Brown says today it was nothing personal between him and the Titans, but about 8 months of his Twitter account probably proves otherwise. Chris Sanders joins us now in the program, former Titans receiver, presented by Parman Energy. Now hiring fuel drivers, visit ParmanEnergy.com. Chris Sanders, do you believe A.J. Brown is telling the truth when he says it's nothing personal between him and the Titans on Sunday?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, just kind of listen to him when we was going through the draft process, and I know he's upset, you know, with the situation that happened. But even though he may not say it's not personal, you better believe it is personal, because he wants to show not just – you know, Mike Vrabel or J-Rob that he's the best receiver in the organization, but he wants to show the fans that he consistently argue with on Instagram and Twitter.
So what do you think that means for the game on Sunday?
Oh, it's going to be intense, man. You guaranteed. I mean, he's going to come out with an extra pep in the step, and he's going to want to prove something, not just to Philadelphia Eagle fans, but he wants to prove, you know, to the Tennessee Titans fans that he's the best wide receiver in Titans history, which is not true because there's a lot of great receivers. But he's going to want to prove that. He's going to kind of showcase his skills and make some big plays and not shove it in the Titans' face, but just show them that, hey, you made a mistake by not signing to a big deal.
Chris, how do you think that will affect the Eagles' game plan? I have the theory, I was talking about this yesterday and today, that Nick Sirianni, when putting the game plan together, he knows that A.J. Brown's going to want the ball. When A.J. Brown gets the game plan, you know, for the Titans, if he were to flip through it, and the Eagles are a much better running team than they are a passing team, but if he were to flip through the game plan and see run, bubble screen for Devontae Smith, run, he'd be furious.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that Sirianni probably is going to have to tell Jalen Hurts, hey, we got to get A.J. involved often. I mean, I think that A.J.'s personal vendetta, in theory, could actually hurt the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, but what they're going to do is, when you say get on the ball early, they may not throw the ball downfield, throw a post or even a goal out. They're going to throw those quick screens and let him, you know, get in the game early and try to make some plays with his feet. So, you know, you're right. It could hurt him because Jalen Hurts might try to, you know, press the football and really try to definitely get it to him and throw it to a window, and that might cause Byer to get an interception or something like that. But, yeah, they're going to try to get on the ball because you better believe he may not say this, Jared. He wants to prove to not just Philadelphia, like I said before, he wants to prove that, man, hey, I'm that guy. You know, just like, you know, a lot of receivers are screaming these days that I am him. He wants to have that same attitude to say I am him, that he's the best wide receiver in this league and also in Titans history.
Chris Sanders is our guest. How do think that the pettiness affects Vrabel?
I don't think it affects him at all. I mean,
oh,
Vrabel,
come on. Vrabel threw the bomb on Green Bay. All they needed was to run a couple of plays, and they were out of Green Bay. And Vrabel throws the bomb to Treylon Burks because 2 years ago, Vrabel felt that Aaron Rodgers throwing a bomb four or five minutes left was personal.
Did he actually say that? That he had a vendetta because they did that to him? No.
Do you think Vrabel was going to say it?
I don't think he'll never say it, but I
Vrabel said after the game something along the lines of like, oh, well, we needed a first down, and so we thought that would get us a – he was going for a touchdown.
No, I don't think
he's talking about first down. He was going for a touchdown. You remember when they played the Patriots a couple years ago?
Yeah.
And they threw that reverse to Brady,
and it
was incomplete. And then the next time down the field, the Titans threw the reverse to Mariota, and Vrabel said ours is better than theirs. Vrabel is petty, and I think there's a part of him. And not only that, let me say this, Chris.
Yeah, sure.
This matters to the general manager,
and it
matters to the owner, because if A.J. Brown goes out there on Sunday and he catches eight passes for 172 yards and two touchdowns, everybody with the Titans is going to be furious at the coach and the general manager. If A.J. goes out there and catches four passes for 31 yards and Treylon Burks has a good day, we can say that it doesn't matter to the coach, but it matters to the owner. And when it matters to the owner, it's going to matter to the coach. That's just my theory on it.
But see, the thing about it is, if you have a personal vendetta, and I'm not saying it's bad, but it could cost you the game. When I say it could cost you the game, that if everybody starts to focus on A.J. Brown, everybody's trying to take A.J. Brown out of the game, they have some other dogs on this team now. I mean, I know everybody's talking about A.J. Brown. They got Devontae Smith. They got Miles Sanders that has 900 yards. They got Watkins. The other receivers is playing actually well. So if Mike Vrabel, I'm not saying he's doing this, or Todd Downing has a personal vendetta, say, you know what, we're going to let everybody else beat us but A.J. Brown, that could be detriment to the Tennessee Titans team, because there's some other greater players than A.J. Brown.
How would you think about it, though, if the owner basically – you knew the owner was watching specifically that. Would that affect you if you were coaching?
As me being an athlete, I mean, I know I'll say it's best for the team, but I'm trying to take A.J. Brown out. I mean, I'm just going to be straight up honest. I'm taking him out of the game. But you can't focus so much on A.J. Brown that you lose sight and let those other explosive players make plays. I mean, just like I said before, Sanders is a dog. He's a great running back. Then you got Devontae Smith out of Alabama, who is great with yards after the catch. And then you got Watkins that are making explosive plays. So even though I want to take him out the game, I got to be smart and I got to pick and choose my battles.
Chris Sanders is our guest. Treylon Burks, two games in a row, back-to-back, playing pretty well. How do you think the Titans feel about the A.J. for Treylon swap now that Treylon is playing a little bit better?
I don't think they're really focusing on that too much. I just think that they're happy that Treylon Burks is playing well. I mean, you're
confused. Okay, then let me rephrase the question, Chris.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the A.J. for Treylon swap now that Treylon Burks is playing better?
It's still basically the same. I mean, he's still... You know, Treylon Burks still has to prove himself. I mean, I understand he had two games, you know, one game against Cincinnati and one game against the Green Bay Packers. He's still, and I say this in a respectful way, Treylon Burks is not on A.J. Brown's level yet. And the reason why I say this, and I say this in a respectful way, A.J. Brown took over games. The San Francisco game last year, he took over the game. The Indianapolis Colts, he took over the game. Even though Treylon Burks is making plays, there's a difference between making plays and taking over the game, he hasn't taken over the game yet. He's just made a couple of plays here and there. Look at last week. I understand he had a bomb for 51 yards, but he had 4 for 70. You're talking about A.J. Brown that takes over a game. When Treylon Burks takes over a game, then now we can talk about the swap being a great swap by him, by taking him as opposed to A.J. Brown.
So Chris Sanders is our guest. I'm done talking to you about the Cincinnati Bengals, because every time they get ready to play, you talk about the Titans are going to run the Bengals out of here. You said before the playoffs they were going to run them out of here. You said on Sunday on the pregame show they were going to run them out of here. So my question for you is, how much do you respect the Bengals now? Because I'll tell you, that Joe Burrow, he is a tough customer. I don't want to see any part of Joe Burrow or the Bengals. If the playoffs started today, they would be coming here in the wild card weekend. How do you feel now about the Bengals?
You know, I have much respect for him. And you hit it. You hit the nail right on the head. It starts with the quarterback. I mean, Burrow just sits in the pocket. He makes plays, and he makes everybody better. But here's the thing that I'm kind of concerned about if we play them again, is the front of the Cincinnati Bengals. Man, them dudes are dogs. You got Reader, you got Hendricks, you got a lot of guys that win at the line of scrimmage, because we can have a lot of skilled players and all that, but if you don't win at the line of scrimmage on defense, off defense and offense, you're not going to be good. And I'm scared of their front. I mean, Reader, the nose tackle, I watched the film. He's getting double teamed and he's in the backfield. So, I understand Burrow's good. I understand they got Higgins. I understand they got Jamar Chase. But them dogs up front on defense, man, that's a scary, scary defense.
What do you think about Derrick Henry? You worried?
Yeah. I'm not really worried about Derrick Henry. I'm worried about the offensive line. I mean, Derrick Henry is going to get his. And Derrick Henry can only do so much because I went back and watched the film and looking at what the problem is on the a wide running game is kind of stalled in the last couple of weeks. It's because Derrick is getting hit in the backfield. I mean, there's one play where they're in a nickel defense, and one of the corners blitzes off an open end. When I say open end, that means there's no tight end, and he hits Derrick behind the line of scrimmage. So how can you say, okay, Derrick's not running well? Is right when he gets the ball, he's getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. So if they can clean up things on the offensive line and make it better and get those runs when they run the inside zone and outside zone, then I think he's going to get back on track. But it all starts up being physical up front and getting those run lanes for Derrick Henry.
Chris Sanders, former Titans receiver. Chris, great stuff. We will see you on the pregame show on Sunday.
Yes,
and good luck in the state championship game tomorrow against Baylor.
Yes,
that's right, Baylor.
Yep,
against
you're right.
Baylor in Chattanooga, NBA. And we can actively root for you guys as opposed to, if you were playing another Nashville team, then we'd have to kind of keep it kind of neutral here. But we
Absolutely.
Can root for you playing up against, Baylor's Chattanooga?
Chattanooga, yes. Going on
okay.
their field. Yes, sir.
So we are rooting for you tomorrow in
Appreciate
the state
it.
Championship. Good luck, Chris.
Hey, love you, bro. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Yep, Chris Sanders, presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment. Parman Energy now hiring field drivers. Parman, they're great. I do have a thought as far as the Titans are concerned on the Chris Sanders thing with the Bengals. I think now he's seen the light about just how tough and how physical this Bengals team is. Coming up next, speaking of Chris, the Ohio State University, the college football playoff is either crazy or they're corrupt. And I don't know which one they are after last night's rankings. I'll explain. That's next. Here on Stillman and Company. Tune into this Sunday's NFL Game of the Week on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. This week's game will feature the Miami Dolphins and the San Francisco 49ers at 3:05. Boy, that's a good one. The NFL Game of the Week is brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Superbook Sports. Voted the number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today.